Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And also joining us now is Raekwon Perez with the dance group 2 Live. Hey, Raekwon, welcome to WNYC.
Hello.
Can you tell us about 2 Live for people who haven't seen it? What subway lines might our listeners have seen you on?
4 train, 2 train. A lot of people probably saw us.
How'd you get into this art?
I got into dancing.
Uh-huh.
Well, my uncle, before we started dancing, they was dancing. Like, they one of the people who started dancing on the train. They was dancing with crazy legs and stuff. So then they told me what they know. And they wanted me to stay out of trouble and stuff. So instead of getting into trouble, I started dancing.
So this was seen as a way to stay out of trouble?
Yeah.
Now it seems like it's getting people into trouble.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't understand how can you get arrested for dancing. I never thought, like, dancing was a crime. I thought that was a way to express yourself.
Have you or anybody you know been arrested for dancing?
Yes. Like a couple of days ago, two of the live members, they was arrested for dancing again. And then my uncle was arrested, and they kept him. Like, he's still in jail right now.
Why did they keep him? He had something else?
He had a warrant for domestic violence and...
So he had outstanding warrants for other things, more serious things.
Yeah.
Those of you who were arrested just for dancing, what happens to you, Raekwon? What do they do?
They put us through the bookings, and we got to go through the whole system. And what I heard is when they had got locked up, they gave them community service. But they said the next time it happens, they could do 30 days in jail. Or they could give them a bail. Like, the bail, I heard the bail is $5,000. I'm like, how you get $5,000 bail for dancing?
Has this made 2 Live stop dancing on the trains?
Nah. We still dance. I'm about to go dancing today.
Really? Aren't you afraid of that $5,000 bail or something?
Not really. I don't know.
How much do you practice?
Practice almost every day. Even when we dance, we practice. Like, we'll try to train until we get it right. Even if we hurt ourselves, we'll just keep trying.
Did you ever hurt anybody else by accident? One of the riders?
Me personally, not yet. I'm not going to say never, because, some things happen sometimes. So, nah, not yet, though.
But somebody else?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I had a team member, he was young. It was his first time, and he stepped on somebody's foot, but he said he apologized at the end of the show. And then the person, they laughed, whatever it is, like, thank you. And they still donated, though.
They got injured and donated.
Yeah.
Do you think that's the reason for the crackdown? Is there a way to do some kind of performance that doesn't risk flying into people?
Yeah, we can do platform shows. But like I said, like, sometimes, like, me personally, like, most of us on the team, we know how to maneuver around people. Like, say we see somebody getting up, like, they feel scared, and we see them getting up and moving, and we'll maneuver around them instead of hitting them.
But you know how the 4 train goes around that curve before it gets...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah,
seconds. You do, don't you? Yeah, 40 seconds,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. We know that scene. We know those by heart.
You do. You know when it's coming, yeah. And you adjust your moves.
Yeah.
Can you make more money on the platform or in the train?
In the train.
What's a good day for the group or for you?
What, money or, like...
Yeah, money.
Well, about $150 to $100.
For you personally?
Yeah.
Over how many hours of work?
Like 3 to 4.
Do you get burnt out after? Is that about the max you can do before you got to give it up for the day, 3-4 hours?
No, not really. I could go all day.
You were going to answer what's a good day a different way. Yes. What did you think? What were you thinking about?
I don't know. I think Fridays is the best day, like weekdays and stuff.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would vote for Fridays among the among the weekdays.
Oh, I agree as well.
Yeah, that's where all the money comes out, because there's a lot of tourists and like games and stuff, like stuff happening like at the Barclays Center at Yankee Stadium.
Well, Raekwon, good luck to you. Thanks a lot for giving us a few minutes.
All right, thank you.
Raekwon Perez with the dance group 2 Live.